We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
The Frank Andrews Show on WILK News Radio.
After listening to the governor on Friday talk about, you know, anxiety and stress and people who are worried about bills, on Saturday afternoon, I made a phone call to the Public Utility Commission, fully expecting that I would get voicemail and ask if we could have somebody on the air with us, possibly on, maybe on Monday. Well, to my surprise, I got a call back that afternoon from Nils Hagen Fredriksson, who was with the Public Utility Commission, who gave me as much help as possible and offered to be with us. And Nils is on the air right now. Nils, thank you for that above and beyond the call of duty call.
No, happy to help, Frank. And, you know, our job is to get the information out to consumers. So we appreciate the fact that you called and you set this thing up. The worst thing in the world you could have, especially at a time like this, is for people to be worrying about something that they might be able to do something about. So if you want to dive in, we can talk about what it is that they might be able to do.
Right. Now, one of the things that you had to correct me on, and I want to make sure that people understand that, the governor said, well, of course, contact the Public Utility Commission. Hardship fund. And I thought, does the PUC have a hardship fund? And you said, no, we don't have a pot of money to give out, but you can tell people how they can help with light bills, electric bills, phone bills, right?
Yeah, there's a variety of different resources out there, but really the most important thing and the place every consumer should start, regardless of the trouble that you're in, whether it's a financial circumstance related to COVID-19 or it's a seasonal thing, it's high bills during the winter, a variety of other things, talk to your utility and call them sooner rather than later. There's a term, you know, there's a moratorium on utility terminations right now for payment related problems. But if you're having trouble, you don't want to wait and let the past due balances pile up now. If there's something that you can do to help maintain those balances or reduce them and maintain the service, because at some point in the future, those bills are going to add up. And that's more worry as well. PUC doesn't have money, but what the PUC does is it requires the utilities that the commission regulates to offer customer assistance programs, and that can include hardship funds. I know the governor said, you know, everything from budget billing to hardship funds, and that really covers a wide range. So first call should be to your utility. If you're struggling, let them know, because they know exactly what resources are available to their customers. And every one of the go ahead.
I was going to say, and you said that the PUC kind of requires them to have that kind of an emergency response, right?
The commission requires every one of the major electric and natural gas utilities that operate in Pennsylvania under the commission's regulation to operate and to maintain what's known as universal service, to make sure that service is affordable to everyone. They offer what are known as customer assistance programs. Each utility may name it a little bit different, but if you call the toll-free customer service line for your utility, whether it's MedEd or PPL or Penelec or UGI for gas or others, and say, I'm in trouble, I need to talk to you about your customer assistance programs, they will be able to go down through what the qualifications are. Typically, those customer assistance programs are geared based on the they're qualified based on your income and the size of your household. And as we know right now, there are a lot of people whose incomes have changed. They've gone down. You may never have had to worry about it before, but you might now be eligible for a customer assistance program.
What about cell phones?
You use the program. Go ahead.
What about cell phones? People have just texted in and said, you know, can I get a break or get some leniency on my cell phone bill?
Yeah, there's a federally operated program called Lifeline. Again, it's based on income and household size, but that's designed to help offset the cost of either landline, the wireline, if you're still a landline customer out there, or mobile phone, or wired or wireless internet service. And that program is called Lifeline. And the way to get information on that is to go to the federal website, which is www.lifelinesupport.org, or you can call them toll-free, 1-800-234-9473. That deals with phone and internet.
What is the function of the PUC Consumer Complaint Division? I mean, when do people use that? And you know, someone said, hey, I called my utility and they told me they have no such program. Is that when they would reach out to you and ask for help?
Yeah, if you're having an issue with your utility, whether it's a dispute over a customer assistance program, a dispute over a bill, service-related problem, if you contact your utility, you report the problem to them and they don't address it, or you don't feel that they're being properly responsive, that's when you call the PUC. We're there to make sure that they're living up to the regulations. But if you call us before you've even notified the utility about the issue that's gone on, the first question to our call center people is going to be, have you talked to your utility about this and what have they said? So keep the PUC's Bureau of Consumer Services hotline handy, and that's 1-800-692-7380. But if you're having trouble, the first thing you should do is call your utility. And it goes beyond just the customer assistance programs, because I said those are based on income and household size. They help hundreds of thousands of consumers every year. Customer assistance programs are rather large. But the utilities also know what else you might be eligible for. There are things where maybe your income is high enough that you don't necessarily qualify for customer assistance, but you need, and the governor referenced it, something like budget billing, which takes the amount of money that you spend on utility service over the course of a year and divides it into 12 equal installments. So your bills don't jump up and down dramatically. That's something that can throw people off if you're on a fixed income or your income has shrunk. There are hardship funds. The utilities make contributions into these funds, and utility customers make charitable contributions as well. So you might not qualify for CAP, but there might be hardship funds available to help. They also operate what are known as CARES programs, which are referral programs. So in your particular situation, the utility might have something that can help, but they also might know of something else in your community that could help. Because often people don't have just one problem. They might have a series of problems that leads to unaffordability. So again, that toll-free hotline for your utility customer service representatives is the best first number to call. They can lay out everything that's available to you. We're there to backstop the consumers if they're having a dispute or a problem that the utilities are not addressing.
Now, I also noticed that you have lots of helpful information on the website. There's all kinds of resources that people can get in touch with. And before you give us that information, someone wants to know the moratorium you mentioned on disconnecting services. Does that also include businesses?
Yes, the commission passed an emergency order in early March, right at the beginning of the crisis, that put a freeze on payment-related terminations for all utility customers, for utilities that are regulated by the PUC. That's residential and business customers. Okay. But it's important to note that The commission doesn't oversee every single utility in Pennsylvania. There, especially when you get into water and wastewater service, there are a lot of municipal-run systems out there. The commission can't necessarily tell them what to do. Many of them are also imposing their own voluntary suspensions. But
We are well aware of that. We went round and round with wanting the PUC to crack down on stormwater fees, and that never worked.
Well, yeah, if we don't regulate the stormwater utility, it's a bit of a challenge. But even, you know, again, even if it's not a PUC regulated utility, call them before it's a crisis. There are resources available, and you know, nobody's looking to terminate service for anybody right now, even if it were allowed. Utilities are much happier continuing service than they are terminating service. They want to keep people connected, but they don't have that financial crystal ball. They don't know you're struggling until you tell them you're struggling. And better to do that before the past due balances start piling up than afterwards.
Now, where do people get information from the PUC?
Information from the PC. Well, I mentioned our consumer services hotline. Again, if you have a problem with the utility and you've called them and they're not addressing it, we want you to give us a call. And that, hang on a minute. That's 1-800-692-7380. That's the Bureau of Consumer Services at the PUC. Or you can always visit the PUC website. We have a big COVID-19 banner on the front page of the website that takes you to all of our consumer information, all of the commission's emergency orders and other things. Our website is puc.pa.gov.
Thank you so much for answering the phone on Saturday. Thank you for calling me back, and thank you for the information today, Nils. I'm grateful.
No worries. Thanks for spreading the word, Frank. And you know, everybody in the Northeast, take care.
You too. Be safe.
This is the Frank Andrews Show on WILK News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.